Well, well, well. Hello there, scholarship. Look who's burning the midnight oil. What's up, loser? Trying to get ahead? Wow, that's aggressive for you. Feeling a little stressed out? The pressure of keeping up with me starting to get to you? You were only ahead in 3 subjects, not 4. Okem doesn't count. Parkeeli obviously likes you more. She likes you because you're actually a good student? Jokes now. What's going on with you, scholarship? It's usually harder to get under your skin. Nah, I don't think I'll go anywhere. Nobody cares if we're talking. This deep in the stacks, this late at night, the librarians can't hear and don't care. Heck, I didn't know you were back here until I practically tripped over you. You're really jumpy today. Wait, why have you got your arm like that? Like what, you ask? Like that, draped over what you're reading. What you reading there, scholarship? Give me that! Is this for Van Moore's metaphysics? L's calculus? Don't you think I'm gonna let you get some advantage over me because you found the right book? Keys to Seduction, How to Win the Love of Your Life? What the hell class is this for? No. Wait. No. Oh, you're kidding me. This is a book about seduction. Oh, my sweet baby brainiac. Have you got a crush on someone? And you're trying to figure out how to reel your little fishy in by looking it up in the library? Oh, no, don't go away. You absolutely cannot go away. Not without your book. How will you land this mystery person of your dreams without it? And tips like, confidence is key. Before you approach your lover, visualize yourself as your dream animal. Your what? Your dream animal running wild and free through the forests of your mind, untamed and holy shit. Who wasted the school's money on this book? Stop, 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 please. I'll stop laughing. Who is it? I swear, I'll never tell a soul if you tell me who it is you've gone this stupid for. Yeah. If you're seriously looking up love tips from... Oh my god. From someone named Otto von Riesling? The love bug's got you bad. Hey, you alright? Oh god. Calm down. Here, okay. Jeez, scholarship. Get a hold of yourself. Think about differential equations or whatever makes you happy. Wait, I've got... Yeah, here. Cookies from the cafeteria. Take them. Eat something real for once, not that weird hippie granola you've always got. Look, I withdraw the question, okay? Whoever it is, boy, girl, whatever, you don't have to tell me. But please, do not embarrass yourself by taking seduction advice from some weird German dude from the 1960s. God, what is that going to look like for me, coming in second to someone so weird? You want to know how to seduce somebody? You're talking to the expert, baby. What do you mean, what do I mean? I'm offering to teach you. I think we both know I do pretty all right for myself. Why wouldn't I? I know I get a little competitive. But that doesn't mean I'm not a kind-hearted person who genuinely wants the best for you. Besides, maybe you'll ease up half a minute on the extra credit if I can get you laid. You're pretty cute when you blush like that. This might be easier than I thought. All right. Sit up straight. Let's get a good look at you. Oof, we got a lot to work on here. Yes, you do have to start with your own looks. Not what you're born with. It's how you, like, present yourself. You can call it vanity. I call it nonverbal communication. How you present yourself sends a message, and a lack of any effort at all says, I don't care about myself, so why should you care about me? Thank you. Maybe I should write my own advice book. Working title, Harsh But True. Anyway, let's see. Your look is screaming, I'm uptight and no fun. Let's mess up this hair a little bit. Don't duck. This is for your own good. Hold still, nerd. Let me get a little life into these locks. Ugh, that's already so much better. Bedhead's a good look on you. All right. And we're gonna need to do this button-down shirt a little more open. Relax, scholarship. I'm just going to undo a couple buttons here at your throat. Be daring. Let them see a little collarbone. Push up those sleeves, too. You're gonna need some different shoes, but I'm assuming you don't have those in that monster backpack of yours. Literally anything except these ripped up sneakers. If you've got to go with sneakers, at least get a nice pair or something with, like, personality. Not your personality. A better personality. Then buy some. That cannot be your only pair of shoes if you want to seduce somebody. Oh my god. All right. Let's assume you'll replace the shoes and stop flattening your hair to your skull. Congrats. You've put in the bare minimum of effort. Now it's time to get your target. Different word. Your prey? Your mark? Your pigeon? Your quarry? Your victim? All right, target it is. There is one simple rule to seduction. You find out what your target wants, and then you be it. Do you want to be honest, or do you want to get some? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, be serious. You've heard of the direct approach. Yeah, don't do that. It's terrible, and it never works. You've got to be more... I was going to say subtle, but sure, yeah, sneaky. It's part of the game, part of the fun. Drop some clues, send them signals. Wake them up. And if you're smart about it, you can kill two birds with one hand and get some intel. Stand up. Take the books. Yeah, stand right there. Okay. We're going to start with one of the classic romantic traps. Let's say I'm your target. You see me coming along this way, oblivious to your presence. You need to get my full attention without looking like you're trying to get my attention. There you go, Brainiac. You're going to crash into me. And you want as much body-to-body contact here as you can get. Don't chicken out on me and go for a side swipe. You're going for chest to chest. Upper body above the waist. You need to knock your target off their center of gravity and make sure you scatter those books. You'll see why in a minute. Take a step back behind the shelves here. Let's see if you can get the timing and the angle right. Okay, here I come, lost in my sexy, mysterious thoughts. Oh! Oh my God, I didn't mean tackle me. You're trying to orchestrate a meet cute, not get brought up for assault. Pick up the books, try again, and don't forget the eye contact. Jeez. Okay, here I come around the corner, bracing myself this time. Oh, excuse me. Better, much better. Now, the question is whether they want to rescue you or whether they want to be rescued. No, I'm not letting go because that's the whole point. Look at the hands. Look at our hands. Yeah, you see how I've got you by the upper arms here? We were both off balance, and my instinct was to grab and steady you. That's a rescuer. No, this isn't about me. I'm demonstrating, dummy. Never you mind what I... Look, try again. Just a little half step back. We're gonna crash again, and this time you be the rescuer. Go for my upper arms. Ready? And... there. You see? Now you've got me. Come on. Pull me in. Just a little. Huh. You're... That's some good eye contact. There's hope for you yet, scholarship. Right. You give it a moment, hold it, or let yourself be held. Just a moment too long. Then you break. Right down to your knees and you pick up your books. You heard me. This is why you need to drop something. First, it's an excuse to break eye contact, and you have to be the one to break eye contact first. Don't make the other person do it. Second, it's kind of sexy, isn't it? Come here, I'll show you. Okay, we bumped. I got you. We're looking into each other's eyes. Then, whoosh. I'm now down here at your feet. Yeah, you feel it. I think it's the vulnerability of this position that does it. And, you know, it's suggestive. Going down on your knees in front of someone brings to mind some other more fun reasons somebody might be going down to their knees, of course. Are you just going to stand there blushing, or are you going to help me pick up these books? Bad advice. Why would I give you bad advice? I told you, it's to my advantage if you want to go off mooning after a campaign of seduction. There's no true universal seduction technique, but if there's any hope at all that your target would be attracted to you, this is how you do it. Truly, I'm giving away all my secrets here. Time for you to share a secret back. Who is it? Because I'm curious. Because I just did you a real solid. And because I want to know who's the lucky girl? Boy? Must be someone really special if they can lure that cute nose of yours out of your books. Actually, yeah. I do think that nose of yours is cute. Have I never told you that before? Scholarship? I'm not playing with you. Well, maybe I am, a little. I've always had a sneaking suspicion that under that buttoned-up exterior, you'd be pretty fun to play with. I've wondered what you'd look like with that hair tousled up, a few of those buttons undone. Your face all flushed and close, like you've just been properly, thoroughly kissed. Anyway, I think that's sufficient for our first lesson. Go get some hair product and buy some decent shoes. I'll see you back here next week, same time. I expect a full field report. Throw some charts or graphs in, make it look good. This was fun, scholarship. I'll see you around. And believe me, I'm going to be watching you. Very, very carefully. Otto von Riesling.